It's a Clubhouse presentation with Bonks Bonks, Glitch, and Spite Check. And tonight's guest probably won't make you run for the Prilosec. He's one of the very few donors on our leaderboard sitting above Broke Neck. This show is going to be bigger than a gigaparsec. This is the Fish Fry on SCTV. I don't think we have intro theme music yet, so I am Bonks. Glitch is in the production dungeon, and I'm joined by Spite Check. Hello, Ms. Check.
Good evening, Bonks. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. Later, after talking to our guest, I'll be asking him some trivia, so pay attention, because each one he correctly answers earns you chips for our bounties, and none of us are good players, so you're definitely going to win some bounties. And let me not forget that Broke Neck, our November player of the month, has graciously put a 10-chip bounty on himself. And I want to congratulate J-Dot, the PLO player of the month, and Havoc, the horse player of the month. And finally, before I get to Spite with her Clubhouse news, I just want to start what will be a weekly segment called Bonks Apologizes for Last Week. I thought last week that we cut off Nancy and her husband a little bit insensitively, and I just wanted to say, Nancy's husband, don't worry about it. You're cool in my book. I, too, like you, am unemployed, and it's cool. It happens in this economy, so don't worry about it, and I hope everything goes well, everything works out in the end. That's what people say. I don't know if it's true, but I hope you're doing well in California, too. I've read something bad about San Bernardino. I don't know where that is. Do you, Spite? You're in California, right?
San Bernardino is southern part of the state, San Diego, that area, I believe.
San Diego, so. Okay. So that's Dr. Beerman's area, if I'm not mistaken, and Chach Monk, if I'm not mistaken. Rest in peace, Chach. But, okay, I got that out of the way. Here's Spite with your Clubhouse news.
Well, first of all, I want to say that the Seals Clubhouse Fish Fry Radio Show is brought to you by you. Your donations are what allow us to commit to doing this every week. And I just wanted to put a caveat on there and say that all of the work that we've done on the website so far and the radio shows and all the work that gets done behind the scenes to bring you your stats and everything like that, none of the people who have worked on the website have been paid anything up to this point in time. So we appreciate your donations. I want to tell you about a few things that we've been working on this past week. Basically, first of all, don't forget to register for the tournament. It starts at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time in 25 minutes. Next week, we're going to actually be upping the guarantee of the tournament since the turnout's been so good. So once again, there's bounties on any of the Clubhouse staff tonight. Anyone who's in that tournament that's on the Clubhouse staff, they will be offering up bounties when you take them out, and all those bounties will be paid for after the tournament's done. New to the site this week, we are now tracking free rolls, and they're incorporated into your stats now. So you should be able to see those reflected in your stats when you look up your own stats. We also have a free roll leaderboard now that we've added to our leaderboard page. We've started tracking sit and goes, and those are going to be available soon. And then we have our, it looks like in the coming week, we're going to actually be able to implement our look up the stats of another player feature. And we're just working out the details on that. And Carlo is furiously coding his little heart out to make it run smoothly for all of us and all of you. If you don't want your stats being tracked and you want to stay out of that system, you are always allowed to opt out. All you have to do is type in SWC chat, hashtag opt out, and we'll take your name, and you will not be showing up on any of our look upable stats. So, I think someone has overtaken Henry as the leaderboard donor, but I don't know. I haven't looked at our donor leaderboard in a while, so I'm not quite sure where that's at.
I know that Finch made a sizable donation today, and Ooh. Natty was.
You're outing people again for donating.
But you just.
There's a donor leaderboard?
There is a donor leaderboard.
Yeah, I'm not outing anybody if there's a donor leaderboard. I'm looking at a website.
Only if you want to make your donations anonymous, and you are allowed to do that. You're also allowed to send us chips to Clubhouse on SWC Poker if you would prefer to send us chips. We'll take them that way, too. I'm very excited about our guest this evening, though.
The guest? We're ready yes. for the guest. The troll box on SWC gets passionate for his trivia. As an Oxford grad, he knows the capital of Bolivia. We didn't start the trivia yet.
Dang it.
He's answering already the trivia. Ooh, this is going to be good.
Spite.
Yes.
I have two more. How about you?
Drop your pants and pee on the ants. It's Henry.
Hello.
Wait. We're not done, Henry.
Bonks wants to out intro Henry. Yeah. So
I was writing furiously all day.
Tell us about it, Bonks.
Sometimes he's the most wanted man on SWC, like Bashir al-Assad, and perhaps the finest director on SWC, this side of Johnny Ramrod. On SWC, he's quite a pillar, and I'm not brown-nosing for a spot in his feature-length debut Hollywood kiddie thriller. It's Henry.
I like that. That was great.
Eat some bacon. Let's get this man shaken. It's Henry.
These are all good. I'm going to have to steal a lot of these. It takes a lot of effort to come up with new ones every time I join, and they can't all be winners. So a lot of them are terrible.
A lot of them are winners, I would say.
I even made one more just in case.
Let's hear it.
Well, play that fiddle and give me a diddle. It's Henry.
I like it. I like it when it's sort of, there's sexual innuendo, but it's not totally using words like anus and rectum. Like, it, you know, there's some cleverness to it. That's the real challenge. But no, it's a pleasure to be here. You guys have put together a really cool thing here with the Clubhouse in just a short amount of time and with, I'm sure, limited budget. And everything seems to be going really well. So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Nice. I appreciate that. Good. No,
you guys do talk over each other.
It just made me think about one of my favorite comedians, of course, is Louis C.K.
Yeah, mine too.
I watched a wonderful interview with him where he talked about having to be in a situation where he had to do a completely clean show. And because his act is notoriously not clean, he said that he actually really liked the challenge of doing a clean show. So maybe I'll try for just this evening. Maybe. Maybe I'll try not to use the F word.
I think it makes sense. If somebody, imagine how many shows a year, for how many years Louis C.K. has been doing it. He probably just, anything that's unusual or out of the ordinary as a challenge is probably good. I think anytime you get restrictions on what you can and can't do, it kind of makes you more creative. Having a deadline or having parameters on a project, that's a lot easier than just looking at a blank page. So he probably had fun.
Yeah, nice.
The only thing here is this challenge has to also comply with our sobriety levels. I'm never sober. So if you have any advice there, go for it.
No, I mean, this is, I'm everybody knows. I mean, if you come from the SWC chat and then try to rejoin normal society and not use a lot of the horrible words you would use otherwise, it's a challenge in and of itself. It's kind of like when you play a driving racing game at someone's, like your friend's house, and then you leave and you drive home and you're like, just take it easy. Take it slow. Get your foot off the gas.
When you say driving racing game, do you mean Mario Kart?
Mario Kart is the shit. I just had people over here last night playing Mario Kart.
It's a great game. And tell me on Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I have a Nintendo 64, and for the sole purpose of playing Mario 64 and GoldenEye, and that's it. Oh, so I just have four controllers, two games. Keep it simple.
What's the best track on Mario Kart?
So I like Koopa Troopa Beach because I like the all or nothing idea of trying to get through the tunnel. That's my favorite bit. I also like the I can't remember which one what it's called, but the ice one with the penguins. That one's always a fun one. Sugarland, yeah. I don't like a lot of the long ones. I don't like Wario Stadium or Rainbow Road that just take forever. I want to be banging into the other cars, you know.
Oh yeah. Quick race. Rainbow Road was 20 minutes long, if I remember.
Yeah, and if you get far behind, it's just boring as hell.
Yeah, exactly.
Mario Raceway is good. But yeah, I really like the first four just because they're so simple. There's no water to fall into. So it just means you're just fighting with the other people you're playing against. So that's what I like the best. This is what people tune in to hear about, I think. You know, my opinions on Nintendo 64 games.
I don't know. I think Glitch is trying to out me. Right now.
My favorite weapon? Oh, I'm a green shell guy. I want three green I'd rather have three green shells than one red shell. Just because I like the protection value with the potential for the offense at the same time. And that's my favorite.
You can fire them backwards, obviously.
Yeah, and just when you hit somebody with a green shell, you just can talk so much more shit than hitting him with a red shell. It's just great.
All right. So how about some serious questions? Like, I'm really interested in Oxford. You are an Oxford guy, yeah?
Yeah, I graduated from college and I was going to, I wanted to live in Europe for a bit. And so I wanted to teach English and I went, but if you get a teaching back then, this is, you know, God, Jesus, a long time ago, 15 years ago. Back then, if you got a teaching degree here, a certification, then it was really good for teaching in like Asia or teaching in South America. But the Europeans all wanted British instructors. So I went to Oxford to get to for the better part of a year to get a teaching degree there so that I could teach in Europe. And I was going to teach in Spain, but I got a better job offer for Germany. So I lived in Germany for a couple of years in Munich. I was only going to stay a year, but I met a girl and stay a little longer. And eventually I slipped on some stairs and knocked one of my teeth out. And then the very next day I quit my job and broke up with my girlfriend and got a plane ticket back. I said, I'm done. Germany knocked out my tooth. It's over. It's all right. She's married now. She's happy. Not Germany, the girl.
I am German and I plan to go there next year.
It's a fun place to visit.
I mean hope.
Yeah. It's expensive as hell to get over there, and there's certain things there that are really expensive, but it's actually possible to travel around kind of cheap. If you take trains overnight, that's a good way to avoid like a hotel room. I used to do that a lot. If you're eight hours away from another town you want to go to, get on a train at 10, go to sleep. When you wake up, you're there and you saved one night in a hotel, and all you got to do is just go one day without a shower. They're Europeans. They all smell anyway. What's the difference?
Do they? Is it true that they don't shower?
Not really. The Russians smell. They're just terrible, dirty people. But the Germans are quite fastidious, but no, you can't trust Russians. I'll go on record as saying that. You can't trust Russians.
Aren't you like part Russian?
I lived in Russia as a kid, but I'm not ethnically or any part actually Russian. I had family working there. So yeah, I learned Russian along with English as a kid, and I'm actively trying to learn other languages to forget it. It's a useless language in this day and age.
Wow, you're going to piss off all our Russian players.
Right, yeah.
For the record, I don't share this man's opinion.
Okay.
I would just like to say, as a woman, I sort of feel like the chick in A Fish Called Wanda right now. I just sort of want to listen to Henry talk Russian now in my right. ear. I want him to whisper Russian sweet nothings in my ear.
I could actually reenact that, but in Russian, because I could say just a bunch of random food and, like, you know,
exactly.
things that you hear on the subway. One of the cool, they say, "Осторожно, двери закрываются," which sounds really, like, cool, and what it really means is careful, the doors are closing. You hear that in Moscow all the time on every
subway. It sounds dangerous.
Yeah, everything in Russia is dangerous. So everything is caution. Don't touch this. Don't go here, because they can't fix anything. So they just slap a sign on it saying "Don't touch it." Anyway,
we should
move on from Russia. Really, I feel like I've shit on Russia enough. We should find another.
All right.
Loses the swearing bet.
Whatever. Bong's already said the F word. Yes.
I did it. I did it to make a point.
And I also just said the F word, which is, that's like an inverse swear, you know.
Yeah.
That counts against one other swear since I said the F word.
All right. So branding. I wanted to talk about branding. You thematically come in. You make an entrance, and I love it, and I think everybody loves it. And you even innovate on those. I've seen those too. And there are other people that have branding on SWC. I want to know what your favorite one is. There, I could tell you a bunch. I could give you suggestions, or maybe you know already.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, I want to say, like, there's some people there who think it's really self-aggrandizing and to, like, come into the room and be like, "Henri is here." And they're absolutely right. It's totally ridiculous. But I kind of do it as to make fun of that, because I'm not saying, like, "Here's Henri, everything is going to be great." I make some rhyme about grabbing ass or something. It's not, you know, I at first I thought, you know, I wanted to have something fun that just sort of made people chuckle. And if people are, you know, if anyone's offended that they think that it's sort of self-aggrandizement, they're not wrong. And I don't have any argument against that. I think for branding, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I would go simple. My favorite is the Moe's, Pop Moe's stuff. Yeah. Just everything being Moe. For some reason, that's so simple. And I feel stupid because I remember the first time that I noticed it was happening, and I just couldn't. Before that, I didn't realize it. I thought he just made, someone else said something Moe, and I was like, "Is that guy? Is that a new player? And he's just trying to be like Pot Moe and putting Moe on his name." And then I realized it was just, they put Moe on everything, and Henri Lemoe and everything. That's my favorite because it's so simple. I'm a minimalist, you know. I like that kind of stuff. Yeah. But no, I mean, the funny thing about this, about SWC, is that it's, everything is anonymous in theory, and so finding ways to differentiate yourself without just a chat color or a name or something to create this, that helps for the sense of community. You look forward to hearing some joke from somebody, or a way that people can identify themselves beyond just their name. I think that helps make it more real, and it makes people come back, because you feel like, even if I don't really know who this person is, I still see them all the time. You know, they're anonymous, but they're not really. I might talk to them more than I talk to, like, my cousin, you know? So whenever people can have these little bits of branding, I think it just makes it more fun. I think it adds to the whole experience.
All right. So my opinion on branding, the number one brander would probably be Choose B. He takes a language to a new level. There's Goosely. who perverts the language just a little bit, and that's funny. And then there's Choose-B, who annoys the shit out of people.
Yeah, Choose.
What do you
Choose-B? I mean, that's been, God, how long have I been listening to that guy babble? A couple of years, and he's like, they've never dropped the shtick. There's no way. He's either the most committed troll in the history of the universe, or there is just something that we can't figure out that's causing it. And every time someone's like, oh, well, it's got to be a malfunctioning like voice recording software or something. Every time someone comes up with that, someone else is like, yeah, but that wouldn't make sense because of this. So it is by now just a brand because there's no rhyme or reason to it.
And it's a mystery. It's a beautiful mystery. It's probably the most mysterious thing that is taking up spots in my brain that I think about. And that's pretty pathetic.
No, but come on. Are you kidding me? I was obsessed with it for a while. Remember, I drunkenly offered this guy 2,000 chips.
Yeah,
on multiple occasions, to just be like, tell me what sound a doggy makes. Like, seriously. And it just, he never gave it up. And so I think either he's really rich and just doesn't care, or it's absolutely real one way or another. Yeah. And I do remember times when the facade has sort of gone a little bit, when he used to try to answer trivia.
Yep.
And you got a sense that he was sort of trying, like there'd be some trivia question had to do with California. He tried to say Los Angeles. And of course he can't say Los Angeles because it's just mashing the keyboard with his forehead or whatever he does. But you could tell that you could tell that he was trying to say it. And I was like, okay, it's like an alien. Like, we were communicating on a little bit of a pathway here. We just can't finish it off. You know?
And funnily, his word for all in is aliens.
Right. I've had multiple names. Now I think I'm Mrs. Porno Cat or something like that now.
Yeah,
I called him out for some things he posted, which I didn't care for. But it's funny though. And I know that you've been able to translate for him more or less in some cases, Bonks. And it's impressive. And remember, we were going to try to make a dictionary. Someone was going to try to like record him and then run it through like some NASA level encrypting software where they figure out what he was trying to say. I would be all for that. If I hadn't spent all my money on Seals Clubhouse, I would totally bankroll a Choose B dictionary.
No, he's gone. It doesn't matter.
He's left. That's a good point. He's done.
Yep.
I have a favorite just because, you know, I completely appreciate the care and the design of this persona. And every time I see him in chat, I giggle. He's witty. He's quick. But his persona is just so dialed in. And that is Johnny Ramrod. Shout out to Johnny Ramrod. Because art film persona is basically so delightful and always in character and spot on, and I just really appreciate it. So I wanted to give a shout out to Johnny Ramrod.
Is that his actual name?
Johnny Ramrod is a character run by Bluff and Bully.
Okay, good. First of all, when I said is that his real name, I wasn't implying that like some parents named their kid Johnny Ramrod. I meant like that's his name. Okay, so I know Bluff and Bully. Okay,
that would be like all porn stars. You know, they assign themselves a name like Cherry Turnover or you know whatever they are.
I remember when they said it's supposed to be your first pet and then the name of the street you grew up on, but then people end up with like, well, I'm a porn star, my name is Fido 35th. Like, it doesn't always work. mean, no one's having sex with Fido 35th.
But Johnny Ramrod,
he's first in line.
Yeah.
Fido 35th is probably 35th in line.
I just want to go on record as saying Johnny Ramrod turns me on.
I haven't seen Bluff and Bully in a while. He plays earlier than me now, I think. Everybody does, but no.
Yeah.
It was weird when I was on the East Coast traveling and I would see people, I would sign on at like 10 and see people that I never see anymore that because of time change.
Yeah.
It wasn't really interesting.
Earlier, so there are a bunch of people on today.
Oh, and there's a new, and the tournament starts in a few minutes, right?
Yep. 3 minutes.
I'm not,
so that means we should do the trivia, right?
Sure.
All right. Here's number one. Each one that you get correct, we're going to add a chip to the 5-chip bounty already placed on ourselves. Plus, I also saw Dockhouse put a 25-chip bounty on Big Ryan 4-2-1, I believe.
Ooh.
And
that's tough because Big Ryan's good.
Yeah, and Broknick has one on himself. That's 10 chips. And then the rest of us, that's Glitch, Bonks, 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 Spite Check, Carlo 88, Lucky Ant, and Popmo. I don't know if Popmo joined. I didn't look. And I think Kissapeg went to bed. I'm not sure. But if Kissapeg is there, then the bounty is on him too.
I'll put 1-chip bounty on myself. How's that?
Okay.
One chip.
1-chip bounty on Henry too. All right. First question. Bitcoin is one of the latest iterations of currency. What year were the first U.S. coins minted?
Whew. The first U.S. coins?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think, in the 18th century. I don't know. 1790.
I'm going to go with close enough. That is a win. That's 1794.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I got it within a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, that's close. That's not fair to ask.
That's pretty specific. That's a pretty specific question. Hey, no, I like questions like that. You can reason them out, you know.
All right, number two. Henry V, King of England, stormed into the Battle of, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Agincourt?
Yeah, Agincourt.
Agincourt. And originally it was, or to the French, it was Azincourt, right?
I don't know. I don't speak French unless I'm a cat.
The English couldn't pronounce the Z, so they said Agincourt. Right. Anyway, he defeated the French as part of the Hundred Year War in that battle. Mm-hmm. I want to know, who was France's king at that time?
Ay, ay, ay. God, so that was in the 15th century? So, I don't know. It was, I don't know, one of the Philips, right? So if it's 15th century, Philip the Fourth?
It was Charles the Sixth.
Ah, crap. I don't know. It's either Charles or Philip if it's in all those centuries. Okay, I got it wrong.
All right, number three. The longest passenger railroad in the U.S., according to Wikipedia, begins and ends in what two cities?
Boy. The longest passenger railroad? You mean like the longest trip you could take would start one place and end another place?
It's the longest Amtrak. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Boy. I guess going from Seattle to Florida, or it would be maybe San Francisco to New York. I say San Francisco to New York.
Oh, it's one continuous line.
Meaning
what? You're wrong.
Okay.
Try again.
I don't know, but I don't know how long one continuous line would. Oh, you mean without any stops in between?
No, they do have stops. I meant, I don't know. I was trying to give you another chance. I just made that up. It's Los Angeles and Chicago.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So number four, this is the only French-born actor to win the Academy Award for Best Actor.
French-born actor. Boy.
It was very recent.
Best actor or best supporting actor?
Best actor. Either.
Best actor. Oh, probably somebody that was born in France that we don't realize was born in France.
He has a French name.
I don't know.
Oh my God, who is that behind you? Is that... Is that Henry?
No, this is not my cat.
It doesn't matter.
I can't think of it. I mean, let me think. Oh, Marion Cotillard. Oh, she's an actress. Does that count?
Yes. No, it doesn't. Because there are three actresses that won.
Oh, but the guy from the Artist, Jean Dujardin.
Yes, you're right.
I was like, please, I have no idea what his last name is. It just starts with a D and has a J in it somewhere. I should have done that right at the beginning. The artist was a big deal. Okay.
The final question is, to be or not to be? That's the question.
That is the question. I would go with to be.
You're
if
right.
If you don't be, then you don't got nothing.
All right.
I believe that's in Hamlet.
Yes, it is. All right, you're right. So that's 3 chips plus 5. That's 8 per bounty on each clubhouse member. Congratulations, sweet. Henry.
Somebody said can hear Henri typing on Google. I'm not typing on Google. I'm just tapping my fingers trying to remember what was going on. I wouldn't have got things wrong if I was on Google. Anyway, great. Well, this was a lot of fun.
All right, Spite.
Now I got to jump into that tournament and win everybody's money. Probably not.
So, I would like to ask Glitch to put another log on the fire and dim the lights. And I would like to have a little bit of a fireside les chat with Henry. I've poured myself a nice glass of wine. Henry, you are a bit of a celebrity, and I had read somewhere that you mentioned to someone, one of your fans at one point, that you liked whiskey, and so sometimes you'll actually show up at an event and someone will bring you a bottle of whiskey. I want to know, first of all, what you're drinking tonight, because you know, we're all about the libations.
Yes, I'm sipping on very pedestrian drinks. I'm having Jack and Diet Coke, so not really exciting. But yeah, I get whiskey at sometimes at events, and it's nice. Except sometimes I it's tough to like travel back. I've had a couple times where I've had a nice bottle of whiskey in my checked luggage, and I open it up, and I have a broken bottle and a whole bunch of clothes that smell like whiskey. That's happened once. But no, it's funny because it's nice to have people give me whiskey at these events, but I sometimes wish I'd been like, you know what I really like is, I really like Teslas, those new cars, you know, and then I show up and people are going to give me whatever I asked for. So I should have asked for something more fun, but no, that's really cool. I definitely have been lots of places where there's a green room and they'll say like, what do you want for snacks and stuff in the background? And I'm always just like, I don't care. Like just, you know, some hummus or something or Diet Coke. But if you say Diet Coke, you get a cooler with like 30 Diet Cokes in it. And I think it's just me. How much can I drink? Really, logically.
You think you were showing up on the Conan show or something?
Well, I mean, just basic stuff. I mean, a lot of low key shows, you don't, you know, there's nothing like that. But sometimes if you're in like we're in performing arts centers where the day before was Tom Jones and the show after us was Jerry Seinfeld. So they were trying to treat us as like they were treating them. And we just sort of laughed like it's just me and then the tour manager and all we drink is Diet Coke. So we don't really need anything.
I think you should not fight this trend. I think you should absolutely take advantage of this trend of people trying to make you happy every time you land in their little city.
I get really uncomfortable though. every time I show up in an airport and there's someone with a sign that says Mr. Braden, I'm just like, no, 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 no. There's no Mr. Braden. I remember the first time I went to LA for an event and there was a guy there with a little sign said with my name, and I went over there and he put his hand out and I shook his hand. I was like, hi, I'm Will. It's nice to meet you. And I realized he was trying to like take my bag, but I didn't, and so then we had to walk through the whole LA airport and he's probably thinking like, why am I driving this idiot sweatpants? Like I drove like Tina Turner yesterday or something. And why did I choose Tina Turner as like the one celebrity? I could have picked anybody more relevant anyway. No, but it's nice to travel around. I love traveling. So any excuse to go to new cities, whether they give me Diet Coke or whiskey or not, I'm all over it.
Well, I know you've been traveling a lot on your recent book tour and
a book tour. Bond started saying that, or somebody did. It's not a book tour at all. It's just some of these events I sign. I do like a book signing, but it's all mostly about the Cat Video Festival and all that kind of stuff. So it's okay. Not just like a book tour thing. That's just sort of a side part of it. But no, but yeah, I have been traveling a lot. This has been, I've been gone like 5 days for every day I've been home for the last, you know, 2 months basically.
Well, what's the hardest part about traveling? Do you, I know you're away from
fitting in seats from on American Airlines. I'm a big dude and I like to sit on the aisle and sort of hang out over the aisle, and sometimes if I'm not paying attention I get knocked in the elbow by the cart all the time.
Oh, whammy by those damn carts.
That's my toughest thing. And a lot of times when I'm setting up an event with some people at some city, I'll be like, where do you normally put people up? I'm sure it's very nice. Put me up in like the crappiest place that you can possibly find, and then take those savings and give me a first class plane ticket. Because I'd rather fly first class and stay at the worst Best Western than stay at like a really nice Hyatt Regency and then be like this on the plane the whole time.
That is huge. I was excited about planning my next, you know, I like to travel, and I was excited about planning my next trip, and I was looking into going to, you know, flying into Hong Kong and basically playing poker on their little Las Vegas style island,
right.
Which is, the name is totally escaping me right now. I apologize. But I was looking at flights and I was like, oh man, Japan Airlines has these sweet little pods that you can sleep in if you fly first class.
For $8,000. Yeah. You can fly Emirates Air and have showers too, but it costs thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's a really long flight and totally worth it in my opinion. If you can sport the cheddar, it's totally worth it to do that.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of these, the really long flights, being able to just sort of stretch out and walk around is a huge deal. I've been on some, you know, 14-hour flights, 15-hour flights, and your body is just not put on this earth to just be in one position for 15 hours. It's just not going to happen. So sometimes it's worth it, but that's the irony, is that the longer you go, the more you want first class, but the longer you go, the more first class is costing you. So I mean, yeah, it's tough, but I like traveling.
Okay, so you want to you were talking about Los Angeles and going through the airport. And you were also talking earlier about the idea of anonymity on seals and how it's interesting to create a persona. And I was reminded of the early 2000s, I worked downtown Los Angeles. I lived in Pasadena at the time. And I had an opportunity, a friend of mine called me up and she said, hey, you know, I'm going to this New Year's Eve party. I think you should come. Like, plan something great to wear. It's going to be a really fun party. There's going to be some celebrities there. It's just going to be like a silly night. And I had just moved to Los Angeles. She's like, I really want you to have the LA experience, you know? So I want you to go to one of these super fancy parties and hobnob with some celebrities but no one's going to know who the fuck you are. Oh shit. I lost. I said the F word. Damn it.
Just okay, shit.
I give up.
And so at that party was Bill Cosby?
It was
Lorenzo Lamas.
No.
Bob Saget.
At this particular party, the ex-lead singer of oh my God, I'm
this is
so
more trivia.
I'm so blanking right now. And I ran into
White Snake.
You know the song Panama.
Van Halen. David Lee Roth. Okay.
So David Lee Roth was there.
Who's a paramedic now, right?
Well, I actually saw him riding an elevator in the building that I worked in downtown Los Angeles. He was on his way to see his agent, and oh my God, that guy, he looked terrible. But the little girl in me, you know, the one that grew up with like Van, I was never a fan of Van Halen music, but the little girl in me that was like, oh, I'm in an elevator with a celebrity right now. I didn't know what to do with myself, but man, that dude looked terrible.
They're still real people. I've gotten to meet a bunch of celebrities, and they're always shorter than you'd think, and always sort of like not as well spoken when they're not reading lines. They're all sort of, they're all about 2 inches shorter than you'd think, and they're all sort of like, how's it going? You know, they all kind of sound like Ryan Lochte, like Xanaxed out, you know.
But what was really cool is, first of all, I had this amazing friend who was like, you need to have this LA experience. But we were in the car on the way to this party, and she basically said, no one's going to know who you are. You can be anyone you want to be for the evening. Who would you like to be? And I thought, wow, what a fantastic exercise. I get to be whoever I want to be. And so I actually decided that I was going to be an archaeologist. Because archaeologists are cool. What a cool job to have, you know? And I was like, oh, I think I'll be an archaeologist for the evening. So, and of course, that's always the first question people ask you if they don't know that you're famous. They're like, so what do you do? And that's the introduction. And I was like, yeah.
Next time you should pretend that you make cat videos, because that leads you into very fun conversations. What do you do? Well, I make videos, but it's complicated. Porno? No, not porno. I have a lot of times when I'm making appearances, if I'm local on local television, they'll say, like, what do you want under your name? And I go, oh, I don't care. And they're like, well, we have to put something. Should we put filmmaker or author? And I'm like, that's so pretentious. I can't define myself like that. I feel silly. So I always make up something ridiculous. And then I say it super serious to them. I'm always just like, cat expert, you know, or like creative cat consultant. And they're always like, oh, okay. Because they don't want to be rude. So they're just like, oh, that makes perfect sense, Mr. Brain. Thank you. But no, it's kind of silly when that's the first thing we always ask each other. When you meet somebody, what do you do? And, you know, what if you're unemployed? Like, what if you just made, you have money from your parents, you know?
Well, you say you're an archaeologist. Right. The tragic part, of course, about that evening is on the drive over, I thought to myself, oh, I'm going to be an archaeologist. But then when I actually got to the party and I actually had conversations with people and they were like, so what do you do? And I said, I'm an archaeologist. Then I was totally unprepared because right. Then I got questions like, oh, that's so fascinating. That's amazing. So what's the last dig you went on?
It's like George on Seinfeld when he pretends to be an architect and they go, oh, so what have you done? And he's like, he makes up something like a railroad that he worked on.
Man, yeah. if you're gonna make something up, you have to be completely prepared. I do feel that the best personas that have been created, first on SEALs and now at SWC, are thoughtful, and I do enjoy that sort of creating who you want to be as a person on the show, you know.
True. Well, speaking to that, I just saw someone make the comment, I can't fap to this. What the fuck? All right, hold on. What is it, Mr. Null Pup? How about this? Touch your nipple slowly. There you go. That should be enough.
Yeah. if you say it in Russian, you'll have the ladies going crazy. That's all I can say.
Yeah, любимая моя зубная щетка.
Guys, should I cut him?
I just said I like my toothbrush in Russian, but it sounded sexy.
It did. That's amazing. It's so wrong. It's just so unfair.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I want to still ask you a few more questions. Is that okay?
Yeah, except that I'm going to lose this tournament. Now someone put a bounty on an extra bounty on me. Oh, Dorn Vandy did. Now there's 11 Now there's 11 chips bounty on me, which is going to be hard for anyone to collect because I'm sitting out. I haven't played a hand yet.
Yeah, and it's a well-known fact that when you're the sitting out player and you go all in pre-flop, you just win all in after all in and never really bust. So you'll be there. You can come back in an hour.
I figure I have as good or almost as good a chance of winning if I don't actually play a hand throughout the entire first, like, two-thirds of the tourney.
This is why I'm not actually playing in the tournament this evening, is I can't effectively conduct an interview and also play poker because I cannot multitask, but...
I can't even, like, I can barely drink my drink and play poker at the same time. Sometimes I have to pause it to take a good long drink and then go back into the game, because if I do both, I'll spill on myself.
Ooh, I just want to make a quick shout out to Glitch. He was amazing today. He made us lovely intro music. He made us lovely outro music, and he also made background music for trivia today. And I had no idea he was so musically talented. But just a quick shout out to Glitch. I just wanted to say that real quick.
Did he use his new bass that like has subsonic below frequencies that shouldn't even be allowed? Oh yeah, I'm gonna have to listen to it. Yeah, I like Glitch a lot. He's a big part of the reason why I made that transition to SWC when Seals stopped, because I knew Glitch was still gonna be here. And he runs a tight ship and is fair and is great. And there should be more people like him on the earth.
I could not agree with you more.
No homo.
Thank you.
Well, I know you mentioned earlier that your favorite Seals person, your Seals favorite Seals persona was Popmo. And I just wanted to say, I also wanted to say to Popmo, thank you for getting a great team together. We are the Mo Nation, and we call ourselves that at the Seals Clubhouse. We are the Mo Nation. And he's put together a great team, and he kind of, you know, invited everyone together, and nobody really knew what their role was going to be at the Seals Clubhouse, but we all wanted to help because of his involvement, and we just love him. We love our Mo.
And on that note, before this ends, how much would I have to donate to pass Natty on the leaderboard for donors?
Oh, I don't.
Because if there's a way to find that out, I'd like to donate that amount plus one chip. Just because I want to be on top.
I think it's like 2,000 chips.
Sweet, sold.
No. Right.
I've got your address right here.
Honestly, Lucky Ant is our, he handles all of our money things. He has experience in such matters, and I think he is the only one privy to that information, if that information is even public. I honestly don't know. Well, but I love that you're being competitive about wanting to donate.
It's funny that there's there's a leaderboard, so it's clear that, like, you know, it's there, people can see, but there's no, you know, it's clearly you don't want to put totals on it. But wait, Lucky Ant is in the room chat, right, for SWC. Mm-hmm. So Lucky Ant, if you can put, I'm watching the Seals chat, just tell me the amount, I will send it tonight, and then I'll beat that bastard Natty off of the leaderboard, since I'm not going to be on any other leaderboards on the Seals Clubhouse. Let's be honest, I snuck on October somehow, just, I don't know how, but it's not going to happen again.
So, before we finish our fireside chat.
Ooh, well, nice transition.
Mm.
That was a pro radio transition right there.
Oh, thank you. I want to ask you one last serious question, because I think it would be interesting to hear from you what you think. And this is something that I am curious about, just because I love being a female in a sort of male-dominated space. It's fascinating, and there's a sort of camaraderie that happens with me and other female players. But what I want to know from you is, if you could be a woman for a week, just to understand what it's like to be on the other side of the aisle, if you could be a woman for a week, what do you think you would really love about it? And what do you think would be just, what would you hate? What would be terrifying?
Well, I suppose it depends on what kind of a woman I am, because there's a difference between being a hot 21-year-old woman and being like an old lady, or being super true. Overweight, or being a black woman or something like that. I think that I would relish just the chance to be in another persona, in another body, to be another person entirely. I think the way that we have nonverbal cues in society over who's looking at you and who's sort of who's moving towards you or away from you in really subtle ways, you get used to that only on one particular level. And the only way normally you can experience something different than that is like if you change your sex, or if you lose 200 pounds, or you know, you get a toupee or something, you can change how little by little you perceive the way everyone else perceives you. And mm-hmm. going from a man to a woman would be a huge stretch. But again, I don't know. I don't know what I would do or how I would want to experience it, but there are so many ways in which we can't change anything about, we might say like, oh yeah, well, walk with more confidence or do this. And people give you advice to like how you can sort of change the way people perceive you. But so much of it is just the first glance, the first like, oh, that's a big bald dude with a beard. I'm done with that. He's in that category. And if you're anytime you could experience something that's the opposite of that outside of yourself, I would think it'd be amazing, because I know for me, being in another country, speaking another language, that is a huge difference. You feel like a different person. You feel a bit like you're a spy. Not a real spy, but you feel like you're sort of tapping into this other side of yourself. If you live in another country for a few years, you start to dream in that language and you only speak that language, and that's a big change. So, you know, being able to experience that on another level, that'd be great. Plus, you know, to play with your boobies. there's no downside, really.
I'll admit it right now. You know, every guy that probably ever thought about what it would be like to be a woman or talked about it publicly, they always talk about the boobies. But I will tell you as a secret, as a woman, I totally love my boobies. Like, I think they're great too. It's not just a guy thing. I think women actually like their boobies. And like, I lay in bed on my back and I hold them, you know. Boobies are great.
Where's that guy in the chat that was trying to masturbate earlier? This should be doing it for you a little bit more than my speaking Russian, right? I think that's a good thing to end it on, right?
It's always good to have something, a little something for the ladies, right. which is your speaking Russian, right. And a little something for the gentlemen.
Right, you know? for all of the ladies in the SEALs chat, that you and okay, I think that's, yeah, we've covered it. That's about it.
Yeah,
so
we're all going to answer right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to figure something out. Oh, good. The tournament is on break. Good, I got a couple minutes.
So Henry, can I just ask you to say? Can I ask you to say something to me in Russian before we sign off, and I will listen to your words as if you're whispering in my ear.
Подождите минуточку. У меня есть велосипед. I said, wait a minute, please. My name is Bicycle. It was what was in my heart. It was what was in my heart.
You're rad, Henry. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for sharing a bit of your evening with us. I know I've had a great time, and it's just nice to put a face to people I see in chat all the time. And I hope we get to do lots more of it. Thank you so much.
thank you very much, and congrats on the clubhouse and the Mo Nation. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Henry. Cool. Much appreciated.
Well, my little seal pups, I hope you've enjoyed sharing a piece of the night with us, and you can, of course, show our thanks by tossing some chips to the clubhouse. We love our Mo Nations. And with that, we bring to close another episode of the Fish Fry Radio Show. We turn the sizzle down to a slow simmer. We play our pokers. And we plan for next week when we again turn up the heat on our fellow seals. We do it for the simple, unadulterated, and unfiltered love of all things poker and Bitcoin. And of course, we do it for the libations. Join us again next week, Seal Pups. Same time and place. Good night.
Good night.